With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House approves a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security and end the record shutdown. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
After weeks of delay, the House voted Thursday to fund much of the Department of Homeland Security, but not its immigration enforcement operations, and sent the bipartisan package to President Donald Trump to sign, ending the longest agency shutdown in history. The White House had warned that the temporary funding that President Trump had used to pay Transportation Security Administration and other agency personnel would soon run out, and that sparked new threats of airport disruptions. DHS has been without routine funding since February 14th, causing hardship for workers, though much of Mr. Trump's immigration agenda that is central to the dispute is being funded separately. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump has now signed that bill into law. As a result of yesterday's Supreme Court ruling nullifying a black-majority congressional district in Louisiana, the state's congressional primaries have been suspended.
Louisiana's top elected officials say the state's congressional primaries will not be going forward as scheduled in May as a result of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The high court has struck down a majority black congressional district. Republican Governor Jeff Landry and Attorney General Liz Merle say that means that the state is prohibited from holding elections under the state's current U.S. House districts. Early voting had been scheduled to begin Saturday in advance of May 16th primaries. Landry and Merle say they will work with the legislature and state election officials to develop a plan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Despite high oil prices, Wall Street rose to new records today. The Dow is up by 790 points. The Nasdaq rose 219, with the S&P 500 up by 73. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of assisted suicide in the British Isles have suffered back-to-back defeats. Opponents of a proposed bill allowing terminally ill adults in England and Wales to end their lives defeated it in the British Parliament this month. Last month, lawmakers in the Scottish Parliament rejected their own assisted suicide legislation. The practice has been legalized in a number of European countries. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A key inflation measure jumped in March as gas prices soared. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says prices are too high but should fall soon.
Futures markets already are saying that this is a temporary phenomenon and prices are going to go down. But we think that, we're more optimistic even than futures markets because we've started to account for the fact that UAE left OPEC and they have a massive amount of excess capacity. They could turn the knobs up to 100. Percent right away, and that will have a huge effect on oil prices around the world.
Compared with a year ago, overall prices rose 3.5%, the biggest increase in almost 3 years. An order coming from President Trump calls for a new government website where people in the U.S. can find and compare private sector retirement savings accounts. The order intended to help more people gain access to retirement plans before next year. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up 790 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.